everyone. We're back here for the second half of what turned out to be quite an exciting match here between IIT Scarlet Hawks and Defiance College in men's soccer. And we're here down here on 31st and State Street down in lovely Chicago, Illinois. And players are just getting ready to take the field here for the second half. So far, it's a Hawks win lead, I should say, 1-0 here after the first 45. And it's been a very close back and forth game. Everyone's playing well, and it's just a really close game. It's windy out here, it's sunny out. It's a good temperature, about 75, 72 degrees. Couldn't ask for anything better than that. And so far, the whole match has pretty much stayed, for the most part, in the middle of the field. Defiance has been heavy on the defense, which has worked out to their advantage. And the IIT has been more the offensive type. But so far, to no avail for the most part for either side. No one can gain an inch either way. It's just if a Hawks player gets the ball, there's three Defiance right there. If a Defiance gets the ball, there's two or three Hawks right there. And a lot of the game's been played along the edges of the field, not too much in the middle. And so far, again, a very close game. 1-0, Hawks ahead. Teams are back on the field. They're in their huddles, preparing for what seems to be an interesting second half of a game. No complaints from the sideline here, that's for sure. All right, and IIT gets ready to come out of their huddle. And here comes the Defiance. So with both teams back on the field, ball comes to the center, and we'll be underway in just a moment or two. And there we go. IIT takes control, and they're going to send it downfield. Looks like it's Honda's got the ball with two or three Defiance right on top of him. And he sends it back, and it is went back to 19. And it's going to come along the far side of the field, like I said before, coming up the middle, and they're going to be met right by the line. This pass forward by Bartolome over to Al-Harani on the right side of their field now. And he passes over to the middle, and Griffith takes a shot, and it's just off the top rail of the goal. Defiance ball. Defiance kick it forward. And now we're in midfield. Honda takes a slide, and he goes out of bounds. Toss back into play. Honda sends it over to Reitenauer. And we've got a whistle. I believe somebody got their feet into Reitenauer there for a moment. And he's going to kick the ball from there, and he's going to send a shot all the way down to the box on the Defiance side. Defiance gain control, bring it back out. They're up to midfield. Right now, we knocked it off to the side. IIT gains control. Blackburn's got it. Blackburn sends it over to Dreilich. Dreilich sends it over to Sampson. Well, now we're on the far side of the field near the center circle. We get Defiance, grabs the ball, knocks it back. Dreilich gets the ball again, sends it forward. We're along the far side of the field, outside the circle. Bartolome, surrounded by three players. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds. And now it's tossed back in. Dreilich's got the ball, kicks it forward, back out by the circle. Honda's got it. dancing in between a couple of the Defiance. Defiance. Kleps gets a hold of it and knocks it back into their hands. Still outside the circle, now along the far sideline. Bartolome kicks it across. Blocked by the Defiance. Everybody's popping it straight up in the air. Griffith gets a foot on it. Sends it forward towards the box. Bartolome's in there. Can't quite do anything with it as he is surrounded by not only the three Defiance players, but also Musgrave, the goalkeeper, as well. Musgrave's going to go ahead and kick from the right side of the field. And he does. Sends it back into play along the far sideline. Defiance still keeps control, sending it further down the field. Abdurrahman there. And it does go out of bounds. Toss back into play off of Honda's head. Off of a Defiance. And now IT is going to go ahead and kick it back into play here. And they pass back along the center near the line going to Blackburn. Blackburn sends it across to Clark. Clark tries to send it forward. Gets back to Clark again. Clark keeps it in bounds and sends it forward just outside the Defiance box. And it's going to go out of bounds right here by the center line on the close side of the field. Thrown back in by the Hawks. Hawks throw it back into play. Now we're back outside the circle. Kicked forward by Dreilich. Dreilich sends it forward. Now we're outside the box, and Musgrave grabs control. Once again. Very windy day down here, as you can, I'm sure, hear. Good for the players, though, like built-in cooling. Just on the far sideline, it goes out of bounds again. Just outside the circle in the line. Toss back into play and back out of play off of Bartolome. Mosley throws it back in for the Defiance. And again, they hug that outside far line. And people are having a hard time keeping it in play. Back out of play again, toss back in. And it is now a Defiance ball in the center circle. Back and forth, Al Harani coming over, doing battle with Trevor Hester, and it goes out. Hester throws it back in. Now we're down by the IIT box, and they look like Blackburn kicked it back out towards the center. We're just outside the box on the IIT side, and it's going to go out of bounds for a corner kick. Corner kick from the left side of the IIT goalie. Players are lining up. And it's a kick towards the center, off the head, and wide of the goal. Manolis is going to take possession of that ball. He's going to kick off the right side of his box. And once again, neither goalie today rushing things. Both of them taking their time. You know, worried more about placing it properly as opposed to just getting it away, which can make all the difference in the world. Mosley's got the ball for the Defiance midfield. Met by Honda. Honda and Mosley back and forth as they have been all day. And it passes back over to Reitnauer. Reitnauer kicks it forward. Up to Al-Harani. Al-Harani's got it in the Defiance left corner. And he is met by two Defiance members, Kleps and I can't see the other. And it goes out of bounds towards the center field here on their left side. in play by the Defiance. Kick to the box of IIT, who bounced it back to the circle, who bounced it back to the box of IIT, and it goes back to the circle. Now it's on the Defiance side of the circle. And two players run into each other and falling over it. We hear a whistle. Dratlik's going to give it a shot and send it down. Tries to go to Bartolome off the head, but Bartolome does miss the goal to the right side. Musgrave taking possession. And Musgrave sent it down to the midfield. They get a hold of it. Oh, a couple players colliding. And we've got one down. We've got Griffith down for IIT. He just collided with one of the Defiance players. And it looks like he's getting a card for that one. I see the yellow card coming out. And Griffith's still down as the trainer comes out to take a look at him. That'll be the first yellow card of the game on the Defiance. It looks like can't quite get the number of the player, but the two collided well and Griffith went right down. Griffith's back up on his feet. It looks like he's walking okay. They'll probably bring him off to the side and check him out for a couple before he goes rushing back in. Got a couple substitutions. 23, Broja coming in for Eberdon. Abdurrahman, I'm sorry if I pronounced that poorly. And it's going to be a penalty shot from just outside the goalie circle for IIT. And we're going to have a wall of four Defiance bunched together with a couple spread out on each side. And it looks like I think Honda is going to take the shot. Here he goes. No, it was not. It was Al-Harani. Al-Harani with a nice shot up to the right upper portion of the goal. Musgrave was able to dive and get a hand on it and knock it out. Score remains 1-0. Hawks lead with 36 minutes here left in the second half. Down here at the beautiful IIT campus. Down by 31st and State in Chicago. And once again, as soon as it passes into play, it's airborne off of somebody's head and right back over Musgrave's goal again. Musgrave kicks it out the right side. Passes off to Mosley. Mosley's coming forward. Sends it down. And now Dreilich manages to get a foot in there and kick it back down towards the other side. And we're just outside the box of... We're just outside the Defiance box. Now we're back in the center. Blackburn, or Dreilich, sends it back down now, and Musgrave is going to grab it. As you can hear, a little bit of frustration coming out of the Defiance coach. It's a far boot that bounces off the right side and goes out over the line. Gets tossed back into play, and immediately a whistle. And we've got a Defiance takes a kick, send it down the right side, down just to the right side, their right side of the left side of IIT's box, whichever way you want to look at it. Battle across the far line. I see Mosley, I see Honda, I see several people involved. And the ball pops out. And we're going to have a corner kick. Defiance ball. Defiance lines up. The kick. As the rest of the players mill about each other here in the center, a couple getting a little pushy and looking at the ref to see what's going on. He didn't seem to notice. Here comes the kick. Directly in front of the goal. And a nice attempt. An attempt at a header just over the top of the goal. Just over. And that was Jacob Diffenderfer Gebbard with the attempt of the header. Now we're back in midfield here as Manoas kicks it out to the line, the center line. Defiance pop in, get a hold of it, and immediately is coming back down by Manoas, and Manoas grabs it. As Meister closes in, heavy. Manoas is going to take the ball and kick it down the center. And just outside of the Defiance box, it's Honda running along the line against Honda and Mosley. Once again, like it has been. And Mosley slips, and it looks like it went out of bounds off of Honda's foot, I believe. Defiance are going to go ahead and bring it back into play with the kick, and here it comes. Right by the center circle. Still traveling high in the air, bouncing. Now we're down the right side. Just outside the box of IIT on their left side. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. And the ball will be put back in by Defiance. Hard toss across. Hawks get a hold of the control and send it back down. And Fouchette gives it a boot down towards the box of the Defiance side. And Musgrave gives it a little tap back to his teammate. And we're hanging on the right side of the field again, coming along the line. Off the head of Meister, still down the line. We got a whistle. And Manoas takes a shot from where it was. Kicks it down to the Defiance box. Defiance have control. Trying to bring it back. Defiance are at the edge of the box. Kick it back up midfield along that far line. We're just outside the circle on the right side of the Defiance. I see Bartolome and Mosley and Honda all back and forth. And here comes Blackburn in the middle of it. And coming down the far side. Now we're back by the Defiance box. He kicks it over towards the front of the goal. Little too far ahead of Griffiths for him to do any good with it. Musgrave will take the ball. And he's going to go ahead and kick it out now. And he's going to kick it pretty far into the, all the way across into the IIT box, and people bouncing everywhere. And we're going to get a, looks like a penalty shot from just inside the edge of the box on the IIT side. And Defiance player, Victor Trefiro is going to take the shot. Three defenders in front of the goal. And shot is blocked and sent off to the left side, off somebody's head and out of bounds. And that'll give us a corner kick. Coming in on a Defiance. Number 26, Ahmad Khalil coming in. And coming out will be Christian Meister. And the corner kick comes across in front of the goal with a twisting kick out of one of the defiance and pops up right into Manolis' hands. Manolis waits for the players to get out a little bit before he gets rid of the ball, and then kicks it down out far into the circle. And it is still IIT's ball. Now we got a player went down on defiance side, potentially a trip there, but no cards are issued, so we're going to call it accidental. The defiance coach is getting into a little bit with the ref. Ref giving him a warning to back off. He's getting a little mouthy, thinking it's a little one-sided. Ball's kicked down back towards IIT, and now they're bringing it down. IIT, and they kick a shot downfield, bounces off of Griffith. Griffith tries to move it forward down by a defiance box. It goes to the right of the goal out of bounds. We're going to have a corner kick again, and it looks like Honda's going to take it from the defiance left side of their goal. Honda been a key player today for a defiance. He's been involved in everything, as well as Mosley for the defiance. Those two are anywhere you see one, you will see the other today. Nice shot by Honda, dropped in front of the goal, off the defiance, off two heads of the defiance members, and back out to midfield. Sampson sends it over to Griffith just outside the circle, the goal circle. And it's midfield and goes out of bounds.
How we doing, fellas?
Just out of Mosley's reach. We're hugging the far sidelines here. And Mosley sent it down.
They have three shots.
And one of the, I didn't see which, but one of the IIT players got a foot in there and it knocked out of bounds. Tossed back in by Mosley. I see Honda in there, a little bit of Fouchette. Drylick just sends it downfield, and it goes out of bounds, just a little bit inside of the circle on the defiance side of the field. A very close game today. No one's given an inch, and you know it starts to appear that perhaps the defiance are starting to get Defiance is starting to get a little frustrated with the ball, is what it looks like. They're only down 1 point so far. It's not a big deal. We've got 26 minutes left here in the second half.
We hang on. I'll get an interview for
that. So far, we're doing good here. But no one's given an inch. Back and forth. But again, only 1 point scored throughout this game so far. See, Honda tries again the ball. They're on the right side, coming across to the left side here now, center field. Al Harani stops it from going out of bounds, sends it over. Griffith bounces it back over. Off to the left of the goal. And somebody's going to bounce it back up. That was Al Harani, bounced it back over to number 16. Reitnauer took the shot, and it went over the goal. We got Cazales coming in on the IIT side. Mosley with a high boot to keep it from going out of bounds on the far side. Drops it back down and IIT gains control. Bartolome battling Mosley, sends it over to Honda in the far corner, in the right side corner of the defiance. And looks like Griffith got a foot on it in front of the goal and knocked it out of bounds. Musgrave's going to kick off the right side of his box. Musgrave doing a great job today as goaltender. I mean, yeah, he let one by, but it was earned. Taking his time. Both goalkeepers are taking their time with their plays. They're not just kicking it out or throwing it out wildly wherever it goes. They're waiting until people are in position, and they're doing it a lot more strategically. Bartolome comes around, tries to take a shot, and it's bounced off the side of, looks like number 24, which would be Gebbard for the Defiance. Yeah, 24 minutes left here in the second half. Again, Hawks are up 1-0 here over Defiance in the second half. Very few shots in this game. There's a few, but not too many. A lot of the game, most, I'd say 90% of the game, maybe even 95, has been spent in the center of the field between the two boxes. Both teams are showing great offense and great defense, and no one is given an inch on either side. Ball goes out of play. It'll be brought back in by... It's going to be brought back in by the Defiance. Defiance takes a shot from the right edge and kicks it all the way down to the box of IIT, and it bounces off one of their heads and goes right to Manolis. Manolis takes a shot, kicks it back out, right out into the circle. And it comes off of Honda's leg and goes out the far side. Out of bounds, near center field on the right side. Coming in is also number 25 for both teams. So we've got Ian Toye coming in for IIT. Kurtz coming in for Defiance. And there were two more that came in. And we've got Williams coming out. And I'll get you the other two that went in as soon as I see their numbers. Play resumes on the far side of the field along the line. Again, apologize for the wind today, folks. Wind blowing heavy up here in the box, and I'm sure you can hear it, and I can't do much about that one. No. If anybody had a favor with the man upstairs, it is not me. So, play continues. Again, we're still held up in the center of the field here. It's just sticking along that far line, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. No one's given. And that is going to be knocked out of bounds. Outside the left side of the IIT box. Defiance throws it back in. Off ahead. Off a foot of Samson. And they're gonna, here it comes. Defiance gets the ball back. They get control again. Hester's got it. Loses control over to Al-Harani. Comes along the left side here, his right side. Passes it through to Drylik. Or right now, or I'm sorry. We're right next to each other. Griffith's got the ball, double teamed. And he tries to pass it over, and it goes out of bounds. And here it comes over, tossed back into play. Off Cazales' head. We're still center field towards the left side, or the Defiance left side of the field. And a high shot sends it down to the Defiance right corner, down by their goal. Somebody else boots it back towards the midsection. And I see, oh, we got a little tangle going on there. Fouchette goes down for a second. Ball goes flying. Now we got Al-Harani trying to get it. Double teamed by Kurtz and Hester. Yeah, casual shot up the middle from the center of the box, right to the hands of Musgrave. Musgrave sends it all the way down the field. All the way down the field where Khalil was waiting. And Khalil sends it back, tries to send it back to his teammate. And Harani gets a hold of it. Harani sends it over. It bounces back to Harani again. Harani sends it over. And now it comes to Reitnauer. Reitnauer bounces it over to Blackburn. Oh, two guys going down on the left side of the field. Again, it's Griffith again. And this one's going to earn him a free shot. Griffith's going to take the shot. And curve to the left with the wind off the head of one of the Defiants, and it's going to go out of bounds on the far side. And off of my car. Go figure. Right. And no, I'm actually serious. It just bounced off mine. Eh, whatever. It's a soccer ball, you know? Knocked back into play. And knocked right back out of play by Ayantoye. Honda down the corner, loses control, over to Ayantoye. Ayantoye gets a foot on it, tries to boot it back towards the middle. Defiance get ahead on it, send it back out of their box, over to number seven, which is Daly. Daly sends it over to Mosley. Mosley slips and goes down. Somebody else keeps it forward all the way down towards the goalie box on the IIT side. And Broja trying very hard to battle the IIT defense there. Now that was a blatant shove there, but nobody saw that. Literally, that was Abdurrahman coming right up behind Cazales and shoved him flat on his face. So if these guys still want to complain about the refs being one-sided, they let them have that one. So we're back in center field, off one head, off another Defiance head. And here comes Ayantoye. He sends it over to Honda. Honda's on the far side, right side of the field, coming in strong, over to Griffith. They're just outside the box on the Defiance side. Griffith kicks it over to the far side to Al-Harani. Al-Harani comes along the line. He's going to take the shot, and it's going to go right to the hands of Musgrave. Musgrave gives it a boot, sending it all the way down off the head of Blackburn, and it's going to bounce back. Defiance take control again. Defiance send it forward all the way up, and it's going to Abdurrahman. And Abdurrahman is taken down by, that was Drylik. So Manolis is going to get the ball. Coming in for a Defiance, number 11. Christian Meister coming back into the game. And coming out will be Broja, Jared Broja. Play resumes, the kick shot up to the center, off the head of Kurtz on the Defiance side, and ends up bouncing out of bounds. Cazales is going to take it back in play for us. Cazales surveying the situation before he throws it in. He's going to throw it down the line to Griffith. Griffith's going to kick it off towards the center. Go over by Drylik, and it's going to come over to Honda. Honda's got in a circle. He kicks it down towards the box. Ayantoye's got it. He's trying to do his best with it, and it comes over to Honda again on the far right line. Honda coming up the side towards the corner, kicks it back over towards the center to Ayantoye. Ayantoye is surrounded by a field of Defiance, forced to pass it back, trying to get to one of his teammates. Comes back center field, off the head of about two different people. There it goes, Mosley with a diving slide past it, trying to get a header in. Defiance start bringing it up along the far right line. Autoimmune deficiency disorder. We're back in center field as the ball gets tossed back in, and it's off of a couple feet of IIT, off the foot of Defiance, and back and forth we go. IIT grabs control of it. Looks like that's Griffith, kicks it forward, trying to get to Fouchette. Defiance grabs the ball, knocks it, it goes back by Musgrave. Musgrave boots it back out by center field. We're just outside the circle. Back in the circle, we've got Al Harani going against Sean Daly of the Defiance, and that gets shot over to the side. Now we're on the far side, just coming into the box of IIT, and it kicked back out, back off the center field, over to Griffith. And Defiance gets control. Griffith goes down for a second. He might be hurt. Griffith is staying down. He might be hurt for a moment. Timeout. They're going to go check him out, make sure he's all right. Looks like he's holding. It looks like maybe a leg issue. Doesn't even want to take the hand up. He's like, nope, I can do it. He gets up. He's limping over, but yeah, he'll definitely be coming out for a minute. He did something to one of his legs, maybe a knee. He's got a limp going on. Looks like the right side did some damage. Defiance taking a moment to take advantage of the situation and gather up their team for a huddle and get some plays going on. 13:44 left in the second half here. We've got the Hawks, the Scarlet Hawks up of IIT, 1-0 over Defiance. And we've got a couple people coming in and out. And it looks like play's going to get back underway now that Griffith is off to the side. They're taking a look at his knee. The ball gets tossed in the far side. Honda gets a foot on it, and immediately the whistle. And they're just going to have him redo it again. So he throws it in, and yet again. All right, they're going to let it go this time. Musgrave's going to kick it out from the corner of the box, all the way across to the other box. And it's airborne until the midfield. Midfield, Mosley gets a foot on it, sent it down to another Defiance member there. I think it was Khalil I saw. They bounce it back, comes back. Now we're running down towards the Defiance side. Can't say the word. Ogunsanya, thank you, kicks it across, and it gets bumped back into possession by Musgrave. Musgrave sends it across the field to the other box. Now we're back in the circle where it lands. And Ogunsanya again tries to get a foot in there and send it downfield a little bit. Mosley's got it on the right side, down by the corner, left side of the Hawks box. And number 26, Ahmad Khalil for the Defiance gets a little ambitious and boots it way up and over the goal.
Check in for Defiance to number 17, Victor Cifrio, number 24.
17 and 24, which would be Trefiro and Gabbard coming back in for a Defiance. And we've got Lovejoy and Daly coming out. Again, a very close game today, folks. Couldn't ask for more. Nice evenly matched teams, if I do say so myself. Everybody's showing good, strong offense as well as defense. No one's given an inch. And you can see us starting to build a little frustration here as we get into the last quarter of the game. And even only 1 point down by a Defiance, they're feeling the heat. Ball's out of bounds on the far right side. Tossed back in by IIT. They're throwing it down by the box. Defiance kicks it back across to their box. And Defiance coming in strong. Number 24 with some fancy footwork is Gabbard. He gets a pass, and that's a score. That looks like, I'm trying to see who it was. 11. It looks like Christian Meister made that shot from the right side. And he goes to take the shot. Or was it Khalil? I think it was Musgrave. Or I'm sorry, but I think it was Meister. Either way, that puts one on the board for Defiance, making it a 1-1 game here with 11:22. And I believe that is going to change the spirits. That's going to change the spirits of things a little bit. And for IIT, Bartolome coming back in, and out comes Anatoye. IIT gets possession on the ball. Cazales has got it, sends it downfield over to Bartolome. Bartolome over to Al-Hirani. Al-Hirani trying to send it over to the middle. And Reitnauer gets a foot on and sends it back down towards the box on the Defiant side. They kick it back towards the middle. Meister kicks it back over his head and it moves it downfield. Now we're back by the center. Now the center. We've got Clark kicks it back down to the other team's box, down by the Defiance side of things, and that was a crazy shot there. I didn't see who made it, but it was a rocket from outside the box right off the top right side corner of the goal and off the post. Musgrave will take the shot. He'll kick it out from the left side of his box. Number 19 coming back in. Cody Sutter coming in for Mosley on the Defiance side. Mosley showing a strong game, and he's been in since the beginning. He's definitely earned a break. Off Bartolome's foot, off to the side, coming towards the left side line. Al-Hirani comes with the run, and Defiance knock it out of bounds. Toss back into play. We've got Cazales battling over here, and he sends a shot, sends it back out into the middle of the field. And lose control, and Defiance grabs the ball. Defiance down in the far left corner of the IIT territory. Tries to send it into the midfield. Somebody else bounced it right back out. It's going to be out of bounds. Just to the left of the box of IIT. Defiance is going to bring it back into play. Throwing it over to Meister, who's in front, just outside the edge of the circle by the goal. Somebody send it up and over. Off of Fouchette's head. And brings it back forward towards the center. And Cazales just gave it another boot to keep it moving along. Now we're back just outside the circle in the center. Off the head of Bartolome, off the head of one of them, and off the head of Ugansanya. Somebody's foot got on it, sent it off to the far right side. Defiance able to keep it in play.
Hey, Cody, back in! Cody! Cody! Sutter, get in!
Defiance lose control. Blackburn with a charge going up the field. Blackburn is going to pass it back to Griffith. Griffith is going to send it forward again over to Al-Hirani. Al-Hirani is going to bounce it off of Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman is going to send it back up in the air. It's going to bounce back off of Dreilich. And once again, Reitnauer. And now we're back on the ground again, bouncing towards the right side. Honda trying to make the save and keep it in bounds, which he does. Now we're down in the right side corner on the Defiance side. And ball rolls out of play to the right side of the goal. Musgrave will take possession of it. 7:40 left in the game. Musgrave taking his time. Adjusting his pads. Again, no hurries by either of the goalies. And a casual toss to his teammates there, Musgrave. It looks like we got some people switching around. Looks like Honda's going to come out. Forte Doak is going to go in, and that's for IIT. And then we've got Mosey going back in, and Sutter coming out for Defiance. Mosey's been a huge force for the Defiance today. I didn't suspect he'd be out very long. Just long enough to catch his breath. We're down midfield. And it looks like it's going to be Defiance ball. A kick just outside the circle on the IIT side. It's a pretty far penalty kick, so I don't suspect it going in, but everybody's anxious and lined all along the line, ready to go. And in comes the kick by Trofino. And Manolis, out of nowhere, flies up in the crowd and snatches it out of the air and immediately throws it back forward. Forte Doku, doing his best with some footwork, sends it across to Al Harani. Al Harani's going to boot it forward and send it downfield, hoping that it went back to Forte Doku, but it didn't. Musgrave got his hands on it and grabbed it and threw it downfield immediately. We're down outside the circle on the IIT side. Defiance has control off one, off the other, off one knee, off one head. Ahmed Khalil knocks it over to the side, pass over to our teammate. Defiance pass it back and forth. Bartolome gets his hands on it. And he's surrounded by three people. Defiance snatch the ball. And it looks like maybe Griffith snuck his foot in there and just booted it downfield. People a little upset about what just happened here. It looks like Musgrave ran into one of the IIT players, and they're not liking it. And we've got a discrepancy going on with the ref. Both teams are surrounding them, trying to figure this out. And it looks like Defiance is a little unhappy with this, which has in turn made the Scarlet Hawks a little unhappy with this. So everybody's kind of surrounding the ref right now, just outside the Defiance box. It looks like it's going to be a penalty shot they're going to give to IIT. What happened was Musgrave came up to get the ball, and I don't know if it was Cazales, I didn't see which member of IIT, but they sort of ran into each other and turned at the last second, so they kind of went back to back. And they did give the penalty shot to IIT. Forte Doku took the shot off one of the Defiance players and bounced to the right. Now we're all the way down the corner on the right side of Defiance side. Musgrave got the ball. And he's going to give it a boot from what it looks like. And there he goes, sends it all the way down off the head of another, down to the far box, and bounced back into the center again by one of them. The ball has come to a stop, and it looks like it's a free kick for IIT. And that was Drylik who sent it up to the box on Defiance side. Al Harani's got it now and sends it up to Bartolome, who sends it over to Cazales. And we've got, on the far side of the field, Defiance gets the ball, gets it down by the center, and is stolen by Forte Doku, who gets a hold of it and sends it back over to his own team, Griffith. No. Looks like Fouchette kicked it down all the way down to the box on the Defiance side. Defiance knocked it back out. As a battle just outside the box on a Defiance side, and it's going to roll out of almost out of bounds. Kazawa saves it. Al Harani's in the corner, double teamed, and they're going to give it to Al Harani. Too many hands in the way. Al Harani's going to get the kick from. Nope, I'm sorry. Going to give it to Bartolome. He's going to take the kick. This wind is rough.
I don't know.
Bartolome tries to kick it off, bounce it off the center, and ends up back in midfield. Back and forth between a couple heads, bouncing high in the sky. Comes down on number 26. Khalil for Defiance, who sends it over with a head. Now we're back in the box of Defiance. Back to Al Harani. Al Harani is on the left side. Sends it over to Forte Doku, who sends it back over to Al Harani. And that is going to be a corner kick. Or not quite, but in that general region. And it gets knocked back out of bounds by Defiance. Tossed back in by Al Harani. 2:45 left in the game. Scores 1-1 here. And when I said they were an evenly matched set of teams, I mean, you don't get any more even than that. No one can seem to get the ball out of that corner. Now it's a corner kick. And Forte Doku sends it in for a shot off the Defiance foot. Al Harani gets a shot in there and tries to hit the goal and bounces off the top post. Substitution, we've got Abdurrahman coming out and Lovejoy going back in for Defiance. It is really windy out here today, picking up. It's a lot of fun out here, let me tell you that. Ball knocked out of bounds, thrown back in by IIT. Griffith keeps a foot and knocks it back in play. Musgrave gets control of it. Musgrave is deciding what to do with it. He's going to boot it down far, down the right side, and out of bounds. Thrown back in by IIT. Down by Bartolome. He's got a run. He's coming along the right side of the Defiance goal. Tries to send it over. And it goes in. Bartolome sneaks past Musgrave and sends a rolling kick past, undefended, into the right side corner of the goal. And that's going to give IIT the 2-1 lead right now with a minute and a half left in the second half. Everybody went to charge him as he was coming up. Bartolome was coming up down the right side of the goal. And they all went to charge him, and he snuck through, leaving the goal unattended. And it was just a rolling shot that went right in. Starting out in the center again. It's going to be a Defiance ball. Mosley's got control of it now. Everybody's really digging in the dirt. We got Reitenauer took a swipe at it while Mosley was traveling by, and Mosley jumped, and the ball gets shot down back by the Defiance. Musgrave going to throw it back. He's going to kick it back out to center field. Off the head of Al Harani. Back to Al Harani again. And to Reitenauer. And down to Bartolome. Bartolome right in front of the goal. And he meets up with Musgrave foot to foot. Musgrave gets control, throws it out of bounds, out to the right side. Defiance going to kick it down to the center. That was a kind of a cheap shot. Oh, And that was, I want to say, that was, it looked like Kazawa was pushing from behind. So they're going to give number 17, Trefiro, the shot. Four men are going to block. And off the head of, ironically, Cazales, who sends it, bounce it back forward to Bartolome. Bartolome running along the far side. He's got Mosley hot on his heels. He's going to kick it forward to Borte Doku. And we got another whistle. Musgrave's going to get control. He's going to boot it. 7 seconds left, and it's going to go out of bounds. Quickly, Defiance are going to throw it back in, and that's it. And that's going to bring an end to the game, folks. We've got 2-1, Hawks win. Scarlet Hawks win over Defiance by 1 point. 2-1 here at the end of the second period. Hawks win. This is Chris Hamilton for Sportstown Chicago speaking through the Scarlet Hawks Network. We're going to have an interview for you here in just a moment. But the way that game went down, that was a very, very evenly battled game. Side to side, back to back, front to back. Didn't matter what you did, everyone, no matter what Defiance did, no matter what IIT did, they're there back to back. Nobody was given an inch. Overall, very few shots were attempted. I can only see the one side of the board. I can see 17 shots on the Hawks part attempted, 9 saves. But it was a very good game, very evenly matched, side to side. It was beautiful all the way around. Unfortunately for Defiance, the Hawks did just sneak ahead by a little bit. And that's all it took was that one extra point. One unanswered goal by Bartolome there. He's having one hot week, might I add. That guy is the life of the party here for the Scarlet Hawks. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful game. You couldn't ask for more of a matched game like that. And I believe that is going to make it potentially 2-4 for IIT as far as the season goes so far. And we got teams going ahead and taking off the field now. As you can imagine, it's all smiles and laughs from IIT side. All smiles and laughs. We got a little bit of sadness here on the Defiance side. Personally, I see no reason to be sad. It was a good game. And I mean, even though they lost, man, they tried. And it looks like we're going to have just a minute here. Got my brain. No, not a problem. Catch your breath there for a second, man. We've got Santiago Bartolome up here with us. Definitely one of the most valuable players of the game in my book, especially with that final score. How'd you feel about that last score?
It felt great. Just putting it in with 2 minutes left, giving our team the lead. Felt really good.
Does that seem a little bit like the other night?
Yes.
I mean, it was a lot without the assistance of Harani, but that was just about the same. You've been in the right place at the right time.
Yes, sir.
And how do you feel about the season so far?
We had a rough start, but it looks like we're starting to turn it around. We've got 2 wins in a row here. And we've just been looking a lot better these past 2 games.
I agree.
A lot more possession, a lot more pressure. I think we look really good.
I agree. I thought this was a very even match.
Yes.
No one was giving up, back and forth. Anything you guys tried to do, they were right there and back and forth, which is good to see for a spectator's point of view. You want to see an even game.
Yes, sir.
And that was really good. Now, what do you think you guys need to do to keep moving forward like this?
Just continue what we're doing at practice, working hard, putting in the extra work. We've got guys staying after practice, coming in before. We're turning it around. We weren't happy with the start of the season, and I think we're going to look a lot better now.
And clearly, whatever you decide to do is working, because yes, you guys are moving a strong, strong comeback here.
Yes.
All I can say is congratulations to you.
Thank you so
much. And enjoy the rest of the season.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more of you up here.
Yes, of course.
Thanks again. That's Santiago Bartolome for IIT Scarlet Hawks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Chris Hamilton for Sportstown Chicago, talking through the Scarlet Hawk Network. And that wraps things up for us. We'll see you next time.